And let's get more reaction to our top story today, the news that Defense Secretary James Mattis will leave the job early next year over differences with President Trump. Chuck Hagel is former Secretary of Defense under President Obama, also a former Republican senator from Nebraska, and served in the Army during the Vietnam War. Secretary Hagel, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've read Mattis's resignation letter essentially saying that President Trump is both not clear-eyed about U.S. rivals like Russia and China and ignoring long-standing relationships with U.S. allies. Your reaction to this news?
I think Secretary Mattis's letter is exactly the right kind of letter. It makes the points that I think are really critical here in foreign policy, our alliances, our relationships around the world, how they're interconnected, how the world order is important. It is relevant to our security. So I read Secretary Mattis's letter twice, but I think it's just an excellent summary of our priorities and where we should be and a reminder of who we are.
You have essentially been in James Mattis's shoes. Would you have resigned under these circumstances?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Jim had any choice if he was going to salvage his reputation, and I don't think he wanted to continue to be an enabler of President Trump. He understands, and I think most of us who have served in government and have had that privilege, that our government is not a one-man show. And I think the secretary had no option other than to resign, and I sure would have resigned.
Well, now the president has lost his generals. His chief of staff, John Kelly, is on the way out. Mattis will stay on until February. Some are now worried that there is a void of expertise inside the Trump administration with the loss of these men. Is that a valid concern?
It is a concern, I think there was a loss of competent, experienced, thoughtful people even before Jim Mattis resigned. President Trump has only one way to deal, and his idea is he makes decisions and announces them on Twitter. He really has no appreciation for the way our government works, and that's really dangerous in this kind of a dangerous world. So, yes, it's very much a concern, and I know the Congress, I'm sure the Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, are very concerned about this, and all of our allies around the world who have come the last 2 years to distrust us and feel that they can't rely on us and can't rely on our word. And when you continue to malign your allies and your friends that we've had and relied on for 70 years since World War II, that's very dangerous. And not only just our national security interests, but our economic interests. And they're all tied together.
I want to ask you about some of the policy decisions that led to Mattis stepping down. Of course, that is President Trump's decision to take all troops out of Syria and to pull back significantly from Afghanistan. Do you believe that's as dangerous as many lawmakers are making it out to be?
Well, I think there are two issues on that. One is how he did it, when he did it, and the timing. And the other issue is the issue itself. I think it needs to be debated. I think the Congress needs to look at this. I mean, for example, we've been using the same authorization for military force since 2001 and 2003 resolutions that we passed in the Congress. 18 years now in Afghanistan. We need to understand what's the strategic objective in Syria or Afghanistan. Now, I know they talk about, well, we're going to drive the Iranians out of Syria. Well, that's folly. You're not going to drive the Iranians out of Syria with 2,000 troops. But the way he did it, no consultations with allies or anybody else, and the timing of this in both situations is just wrong and dangerous.
I just want to add to some of the statistics that you were using. 2,400 American service members have died in Afghanistan since the conflict there began. The U.S. government has spent $900 billion there since 2001. Am I hearing you right that you're saying that under some circumstances it actually may be right to get out of Afghanistan?
Yeah, under some circumstances it may be. Syria as well. I don't join those who say, oh, it's crazy to be pulling our troops out of Syria or pulling half our troops out of Afghanistan. I think we need a thoughtful examination of that. But again, the essence is what is the strategic objective? What do we want to accomplish? What do we think we can accomplish by this? Not just this the same old, well, just hang in there. Let's just hang in there, and we go through another 10 years or 18 years or whatever it is for what. So, yes, I'm one who thinks that we need a good examination, a security, economic, in every way examination of what we're doing there and why we're there, but not the way President Trump has done it. The way he's done it is very dangerous.
Former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.